This is Brianna from the 98Q Country radio station, wishing everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
It's time to talk sports with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, a little Packer action here over Christmas, New Year's. Let's talk about this Joe Barry thing, first of all. I mean, is it a given? Is he going to be gone, or what's going on with the defense here, first of all, Mike?
I don't know. You know, there have been times where, you know, there's fans in the parking lot with tiki torches and signs that said, fire Joe Barry, and we, you know, things settled down, and he was back the next year. You know, I think Matt LaFleur is kind of hoping for that. You know, people think that these guys are friends or something because they work together at the Los Angeles Rams, and I don't think that's the case. But, you know, Matt has to make his coordinators and assistant coaches no different than players. I mean, if you're throwing balls instead of strikes, you're in danger of losing your job. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers on Sunday, 34-20, and Baker Mayfield, a quarterback who was a number one pick overall, and, you know, kind of a, you know, when he was, I remember at the combine when he was in college, he kind of shot from the hip a little bit. He played for the Browns and did not turn out to be, you know, he was a Heisman Trophy winner too, but the Browns moved on from him. I think he had a cup of coffee with the Carolina Panthers, didn't he?
Yeah, he bounced here and there.
Yeah, and then he's with the Rams. He had a miraculous game with the Rams, but then he lost to the Rams. Baker Mayfield came into the week having come to Green Bay three years in a row, lost when he was with the Browns through four interceptions, lost when he was in the Rams, but ends up having a perfect passer rating as a visiting quarterback. That has never happened at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And so this all becomes Joe Barry's fault. Now, I'm trying to think, besides fans on Twitter, where does this storm, you know, start to gather? And, you know, and he's had a history. The Packers had a game against the Minnesota Vikings, and Justin Jefferson was the opener, just ran free in the backfield, and it seemed like Joe Barry's defense never made an adjustment. And his star corner at the time, Jair Alexander, said, made it clear that he didn't like the way the defense had been called, that he felt he was locked in. He should have been following that guy around. So there's been those stories in the past. But my question to the fans is this. Not that I'm defending Joe Barry. There probably is a better candidate for defensive coordinator that could actually get you to a Super Bowl. But my question is, if you'd lost 34-20 to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs, would you be still saying fire Joe Barry? I think it's because they lost to Baker Mayfield that really got things going. But Joe talked to us yesterday, Joel, for about almost 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And he walked in there, and the first question was, so it's been a pretty, how tough has this week been for you? Because he knows what's going on. He hears all this stuff. Joe Barry's on the hot seat. Everybody thought he might be fired last Monday or so. And he said, hey, yeah, it has been tough. It's been tough on my family. A long pause. But, yeah, you know, the Buccaneers played a great game, and we made some mistakes there. And he says, what's the saying? There's no crying in spilled milk or overspilled milk. Or that sounds like, thank you, Joe. See, that's classic Joe Perry. You know, there's no crying in baseball.
No crying in baseball.
Crying over spilled milk. Yeah. Not overspilled.
Here's what gets me about the whole thing is that Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. And I know, and it's probably not Joe Barry's fault that these players, and Matt LaFleur said it, he said it, players are out of position. They're doing things they're not supposed to be doing.
Well, and specifically is this, because I asked Matt first thing Monday, and that's the press conference where you know that he's now spent the last 24 hours or so after the game reviewing the tape. And he said, I went to my office after the game Sunday night, went through the tape by myself. Then I brought in my assistants the next morning. I pointed out things. He watches the tape and makes out a to-do list. Okay, this guy's, they're bogey there, bogey there, bogey. He writes all those things down. And when he came and talked to the media, he says, we had a communication problem. So in other words, they had the right defense called, but no one was calling out the shift. Like if you got three guys, the Buccaneers put up three guys to their left and two to the right, then, and you've got a defense where it's just the opposite, someone has to call the shift, and the secondary would roll over to cover the heavy side of the formation. And the Packers didn't do that on several plays for some reason. So then the inside linebacker, the guy who's got the radio helmet that gets the signals from Joe Barry, who's now up in the press box calling plays, you know, he gets testy and defensive on Twitter the next morning saying, you know, I'm playing with injuries, and if that's not good enough, then why am I out there? You know, that forget that. And then Matt LaFleur comes out the next day, and we say, yeah, it sounds like Devondre Campbell's not happy. Is it Joe? Is he upset, or is he blaming a teammate? He goes, listen, I talked to him, and he's a great guy. He's a great player, very dedicated, and he's got this neck stinger, and we just told him, you know, how about you take the week off? Let's just take the week
off. Take the week off.
So there's stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, has he lost the players? Has Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, after 3.5 years, lost the players? And I have said this to people. People say, well, what do you think is going on? I go, you know what? Win or lose, none of these guys say, oh, Joe B, man, he's our guy. We love our defensive coordinator. No one ever says that. They never say that.
Yeah, I think, and it's the ability to deal with and communicate. When you got young players like that, it's different. They're going to make mistakes. No D-back comes into the league year one, and it's just like, I've seen it all. I can adjust here and there. You know, that experience you can't replace, and the ability for a guy like Joe Barry to communicate, I guess, with these younger guys who are young enough to be his kid or grandkid or whatever. I mean, that's something that's got to be taken into account too, right?
And here's the other thing. Okay, who are you going to replace him with?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you did win, go to the playoffs with him. I think we're 13-3 or something his first year here. Mm-hmm. But he had the Smith brothers, you know, and he had Adrian Amos, and he had some of those free agents that they had brought in. And even though this defense should be ready to be winning a lot of games, but they had some key injuries on the corners, et cetera, they've kept you in the games, especially when Jordan Love was really struggling in the first half of the year. Every week they were holding opponents to 20 points or less, which is what Matt LaFleur publicly has said what they need. The next thing is this. Mark Murphy's like, okay, what's this going to cost me? All right?
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to get some hotshot younger defensive coordinator that's going to demand a lot of money to come to Green Bay, and then he's going to want to bring all his guys. Yeah. I got to pay severance on the defensive staff that, you know, he's probably going to want to let go and move in all these other people and play higher contracts. There's money involved, too. And there's been times where I think that perhaps Matt LaFleur wanted another candidate, and the budget line was here, and he had to settle for Joe Barry. And, but, you know, there's no crying in spilled milk or over-spilled milk.
Reality is the Packers have to win their last three, and the other reality is that 7-9 is kind of what we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year, right? But expectations went up with that win streak in the middle there.
Yeah, there's a lot of so-called NFL experts that didn't have the Packers winning more than six games, which is where they're at right now. But I don't think they're going to go 0-3. I think they're going to win at least two out of three games here.
Going
to the playoffs with as young as that team is, especially on offense, that's amazing.
Yeah, if you can beat Carolina this week, then you got the Viking-Packer rivalry, and you'll see what happens there.
Well, hey, Carolina now, they won a game. Hang on.
Anything on the road, we know, Mike. Anything on the road in the NFL is tough. Anything.
Yeah, it was cloudy and rainy and miserable, and the Atlanta Falcons were down there. And it was the team that had the most turnovers that ended up losing in that game. A very sloppy game. But Bryce Young, they're a hot shot, you know, number one pick quarterback, a guy that, like people, even Aaron Rodgers said, this guy is going to be a good one. Nobody was scoring, and they'd already kicked two field goals. And then with time on the clock, he went 17 plays, like 60, 70-yard drive. It took about 7 minutes off the clock. Now, they didn't score, but they set up for a winning field goal and won 9-7 over the faltering Falcons, who ended up benching their quarterback after that game, Ritter after it. So, but, you know, a team that's now 2-12, that the Packers are facing on Christmas Eve. That game will be kickoff at noon on Sunday.
Who knows?
Maybe they got a little confidence now.
9-7. The NFL has turned into the Iowa Hawkeye offense, is what it's turned into.
Exactly.
How about the Bucks? The Bucks are ho-humming and yawning their way to the second-best record in the NBA, and they get to go to New York for Christmas, which I guess is kind of cool. It's a fun place to be for Christmas, right?
Sure. I guess so. Bobby Portis was asked, what are you going to do for Christmas? And he started laughing. He says, I ain't bought no gifts. I don't even have a tree. I mean, what's the point? We're not going to be here. Yeah. We're going to be in New York all next week. Yeah, last night, the Bucks have been, they're one of the best teams. But right behind them is the Orlando Magic. But the Magic are in a losing streak. They've now lost four games in a row. Magic have a very good defense. So the Bucks made it a point to find ways to score early and often last night and get an early lead going. And they hung on to win 118-114 last night at Fiserv Forum. So the Bucks are now, they're in a six-game winning streak. They won 15 games in a row when they're in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Now, this weekend, they're taking on the Knicks in New York. They got games tomorrow. I think it's at 11:30 tomorrow, and then at 11 a.m. on Monday, on Christmas Day. They're one of those teams playing on Christmas Day, which I've never been a fan of.
Yeah.
But you know what? These guys that are in the NBA now say, oh, man, I remember waking up on Christmas and could hardly wait to watch a basketball game on Christmas Day. And so it inspired them.
Yeah, watch
out. Prime time.
And watch out for my Timberwolves. They're coming. They're coming for you.
Well, they're in first right now.
They are in first, and they got Gobert, who took all that heat a couple years ago in that big trade, and now that trade's looking pretty good right now.
Looking really good right
now. Mike, I hope you and your family have a terrific Christmas. We look forward to talking to you next year. Are you going out to Carolina for the game?
Yeah, I've got to get going here.
All right.
We'll be back next week, and hopefully talking about, a shot at the playoffs. And then New Year's Eve, it's the Packers against the Vikings. There's a whisper within our company that game might be flexed down,
ooh,
which I'd prefer. I'd rather have New Year's Eve there than in that crazy stadium with that stupid horn. But whatever, we'll have it all covered for you, okay?
All right, hop on a Greyhound, get your version of Planes, Trains, Automobiles. Hopefully not there, Mike. So thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah, Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He joins us each Friday morning at 9 a.m. to talk a little sports.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Former President Trump facing a possible new scandal related to the 2020 election.
A new report in the Detroit News. The Michigan newspaper reporting that Trump personally called two Republican members of Detroit's county election board after he lost the 2020 election and pressured them to vote against certifying Joe Biden's legitimate victory. The paper says it reviewed a recording of the call where Trump, they report, told the two board members, quote, "We can't let these people take our country away from us."
ABC's Jonathan Carl, ABC News, has not verified or confirmed the recording. Meantime, President Biden making a number of announcements, including an executive order going after financial institutions that support Russia's military in the war in Ukraine. He's also commuting the sentences of 11 convicts with nonviolent drug offenses. Holiday travel is in full swing. Airports across the country busy. The TSA screening 2,638,000 travelers Thursday alone. This is ABC News. A Seattle hospital is suing Texas, claiming it's demanding access to protected medical information about minors.
In its lawsuit, Seattle Children's Hospital says the Texas AG has been requesting information about gender transition procedures or therapies provided to children who had traveled from Texas, where such treatments have been outlawed. Texas is home to one of the largest trans communities in the country. It's now one of 18 states that restrict transition-related care for trans minors. The hospital argues that the records are federally protected.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Actor Vin Diesel reportedly being accused of sexual battery by a former assistant. Vanity Fair says a lawsuit against Diesel claims it happened in 2010 while Diesel was working on a film in Atlanta. His lawyer says he categorically denies the allegation. Hundreds of passengers are stranded aboard a cruise ship in Northern Europe. The Norwegian-based vessel lost power during a storm off Denmark. Another ship now trying to tow the vessel back to port. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Southwest Wisconsin man is sentenced to a year in federal prison for buying animal torture videos online. The judge described the videos as abhorrent during sentencing this week. Republicans plan to order a year-long audit of diversity policies across Wisconsin state government starting in January. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network.
That's my hope, that we can get that, so that we have the ability to come back and say, here are things that we want to duplicate, and here are things that we have to stop. We don't know what those are until we go through the whole process.
Voss is highly critical of DEI. He recently got the universities of Wisconsin to freeze diversity positions after withholding money for pay raises and building projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters after nearly three seasons with the team. The defensive coordinator could be on his way out after back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers. What's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118 to 114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks and then Brooklyn, then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for a high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way you never goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about a thousand times. You know, girl, that I can lie. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my life be a mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for
Brown with Just the Way at 98Q Country. We're going to do a shopping show in just a moment, a rare triple-headed shopping show. We're breaking, I think, I counted seven different segments of the Civic Media Employee Handbook by having Gray, Big G, and Austin all in studio giving you the shopping show next.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Jingle bells are ringing throughout the Northwoods, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland. Years have come and years have gone, but one thing has remained the same since 1953. NCCU's heart is always in the communities they serve, providing the latest in financial services to kids, teens, and the big kids at heart, too. See them on Facebook or stop in to one of their locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Northwoods Community Credit Union, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week at Target, get all your holiday shopping done with last-minute deals on must-haves and wants for the season. Discover big deals on toys and tech, plus top deals on clothing, beauty gift sets, and so much more. At Target, find all you need for the holidays. Shop great last-minute deals everyone will love, and get what you need fast with free drive-up. Hurry, last-minute deals end Sunday. Score low prices and great last-minute deals now at Target. Exclusions apply.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
And we're here with another edition of The Shopping Show. Joining me are Big G and Gray. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Austin. Well, I suppose we'll get right into it.
I was ready to just, like, do that generic gesture towards you to awkwardly throw you out there, but you just, like, hey, I got this, slid in there like a dude on roller skates. Like, here's a shopping show.
Yeah, I've been in here enough.
All right, well, are you going to roll it?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. First of all, Merry Christmas, everybody, and hope you and your families are getting together this Christmas, and want to wish everybody a joyous holiday season.
And a special shout out to those of you who are not getting together for one reason or another with family. If you're hanging out solo, if you're having the Walmart Christmas, shout out to you.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to start off with one of our newer businesses on the shopping show, the Panasia Oriental Market. They're located right across, kind of across the street, just down across the street from us here, next, right down from Subway and right next to True Value there. Yeah, man, they've got April and Henry there, owners there. They're always bringing in new items on customer suggestions and everything. And celebrate the holidays with them right now. You spend $50 there, you get a $10 gift card back for each visit for your next visit. They got flavorful surprises and a diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruits, snacks, and more. It's a culinary journey with most new items being added, like we say, on customer suggestions. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They welcome in EB and Food Share customers. Well, hurry in. This offer ends December 31st. So if you spend $50 in the store, get a $10 gift card at Panasia Oriental Market. Now, they are on the shopping show, and they're offering right now for Panasia Oriental Market. Get my paperwork straightened out here.
Got a whole folder here.
All right. $10 certificates on the shopping show today. And we'll sell those out for $6 from Panasia Oriental Market here in Park Falls.
As long as we're just starting out, how can we take advantage of these fantastic offers?
You can call the studio at 715-762-3221. And you can always find the shopping show online at 98qcountry.com.
Leads us back into the list of the Five Senses on Balsam Street in Phillips. Specializes in quality gourmet cookware, foods, and cutlery. They offer a unique wine selection, children's books and toys, artwork, and homemade jewelry, among many other things. Located in the restored 1920s fire station under the Phillips Water Tower, this general certificate is good for anything in the store. It has a value of $10, and we'll sell it to you for $6.
All right, another new business on the shopping show. They joined last week, Lakewood Cafe in Hayward, Wisconsin. Great place to dine and eat there. Got an extensive menu filled with great sandwiches, dinner entrees, and tried a chicken tender sandwich. I stopped there, had that there couple weeks ago, and it was excellent. So, and we got $20 certificates on the show today. They're located right on Railroad Street there in Hayward. And we got $20 certificates on the show today, and we'll sell those for $12, one per caller, please, in the Lakewood Cafe in Hayward, Wisconsin.
And I've been slid over my own little promo here for Ashland Honda Toyota, where you can schedule a service online or by phone. They've got competitive pricing, a night drop-off service, shuttle service, and a loaner program. And while your service work is being addressed, they've access to over 2,000 new or used trucks, cars, and SUVs. We have a general certificate, good towards any service. With a value of $40, we're going to give it to you for $24.
All right, Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill, located on County Road W there in Phillips, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend? Sit on the outdoor bar and music venue, enjoy entertainment all summer long. Got great house recipe pizzas there. They've got a steak night on Thursday. Friday is the Parmesan beer batter crusted cod fish fry, and late night happy hour on Friday starting at 8 o'clock. Got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those off for $6 today from the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill in Phillips. The Big Dipper. The Big Dipper is located on Shady Knoll Road, about 18 miles from Fifield here. Got great sandwiches over there. They got all kinds of different kinds of variations of fries there. Great Friday fish fry featuring deep-fried cod or walleye, includes coleslaw, bread, and Wednesday's Gray is, what is that, homemade? That's Katie's homemade special. Yeah,
changes every week, and usually Katie's responsible for a lot of the dessert that goes on, but every once in a while she does that whole darn thing, and watch out for those weeks especially. I just wanted to give them a bit of a shout-out because they are opening at 4 p.m. today. They're going to open at 11 a.m. normal time tomorrow, and they're going to be closed all the way until Friday of next week. They'll return to regular hours and open at 11 a.m. Thor, Katie, and the crew take a nice vacation up north to a distant, undisclosed location to get some good fishing done over the Christmas break.
Okay, and we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per caller, please.
I got to get back out to the Dipper.
Everybody's got to get back out to the Dipper.
If absolutely.
You haven't that thought, do it. Today's the day. It's the perfect day.
Yep.
It's been quiet there. Make a change. go rock their pre-Christmas. They're going to hate me for this.
I was going to say, I can almost feel the glare from Thor right now.
Oh, man. No. He's probably resting up in preparation for such things, but he's still going to hate me for it. Love you, bro.
I should love you for it.
All right.
Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips, not a great place to eat. Got over 30 different burger choices there. They've got wings, a full menu. Thursday is what, Austin?
What?
Thursday of burgers, Austin. Now, what is it? Tell us. We need to know.
It's a great question, Big G. You've got the ad. I don't.
Oh, it's not even on the ad. Yippee-ki-yay steak night on Thursday. Friday is a spotted call fish fry.
I was reading through the promo in front of me here.
I handed him a distraction. I set him up poorly. Sorry,
all right. $10 certificates. Some Burgers Bar and Grill will sell those out for $6. One per caller, please.
Through all this nonsense, Brianna's waiting at the phones. Give us a ring, 715-762-3221. She'll sanely answer your call. You won't have to talk to any of us and all this silliness going on in the studio to get the job done.
We promise. We are not manning the phone lines. It's only Brianna.
All right. Go ahead there.
Well, I've got a promo here for CarQuest Auto Parts here in Park Falls. You can stop for all your car care needs. They offer car parts, accessories, oil and filters, polish, and so much more. We've got a general certificate with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12.
All right, so I went home furnishings right here in Park Falls. Also got a location in Ashland there. You've got a Mayberry rug on the show. It's a gray, white, and charcoal. It's a $200 value, and we're going to sell it up for $100 today. And it's from Swamin Home Furnishings in Park Falls. You want to see this rug, you can go to where, Gray?
Shawamigan Home Furnishings in Park Falls.
True, and you also can go on our website, 98qcountry.com. Very good. That was a trick question. Had two answers.
See? Well, hey, I said it with you, so I'm not going to take the points on the second one, but I'll take half credit. And I'll dive in here to Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. Attached to Fights Ice Cream and Barbecue on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls, Cowgirl Daisy offers Western wear and other clothing, as well as coffee mugs made custom to order, like tumblers, like awesome tumblers. Kendra can also print shirts and other screen graphic items, and check out the Crazy Corner for unique retail that changes frequently. They just opened that over there. The Crazy Corner is like, it actually changes on a weekly or sometimes daily basis. Awesome value on near totally random stuff, but all new, high-quality, working merchandise. It's a really interesting experience.
I was in there yesterday, and she showed me those Bluetooth speakers.
Okay, on those mugs.
Yeah,
she's got tumblers with Bluetooth speakers on them.
Well, now I'm interested.
Yeah, it's. I thought of that, and I thought, what? Okay, so it's not dishwasher safe, but yeah, I can think of way too many uses for that.
Sabaton with your morning coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Just yeah, if you like to start your day with music and a coffee, I mean, what better way?
Absolutely.
So this is a $25 certificate for a custom coffee mug. You can give an image design. This one wouldn't be a speaker mug, but $25 mug will sell you the certificate for $15. Kendra will customize it, fit it, apply to the mug. You can work with her on doing that. $25 value, $15 sale, Cowgirl Daisy Boutique.
All right, we're going to go to Double D's, and I got some serious competition in here today for this slogan here that they have, and so we're going to do a 3-2-1 countdown, and Gray and I are going to do it, and give Brianna a call and say, you know, do you like Big G's version better or Gray's version better?
Oh boy, we need a fan vote here.
I'm going to judge.
Joe's going to judge. All right, give us the countdown, Joe.
3-2-1
Double D's.
If they could tell us a part in that, then the audience wins.
I'll give it to Big G just because he lasted longer.
Yeah, he held the note for longer. You're off your game today, Greg.
Oh, man. I'll bring the energy next week.
Double D's, Bob and Pizza, located on 2nd Street, right downtown Butternut there. They got over a dozen specialty pizzas, sandwiches, tacos, Wednesday spaghetti special, Friday try the oven-baked cod. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per table, please. El Covanzo Mexican Restaurant. They're located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. They got authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. Super fast service there. Chili Blarmo, or try one of the Volcano Bowls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas. Top it off with some deep-fried ice cream. $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, where owner Kelly Meredith has beautiful murals on display. Also, local artists have several pieces of artwork there. You can purchase a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, and pottery, and paintings. $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 today for hours in operation. Give Kelly a call, 715-661-4814. The Filling Station, located in the old ice cream shop in Butternut. Got great signature sandwich, station lotties, and of course they got the Alfagato, which Austin, I know you know what that is.
I do. That is butternut pecan ice cream with espresso poured over the top. That's right. Actually pretty good,
too. And make sure it's the butternut pecan ice cream.
Are you criticizing my pronunciation?
No. I'm just reiterating.
That sounded like a shot. I think that was a shot.
Say, you forget, buddy. I've got mic controls.
Garlic roast beef sandwich, my favorite. Yeah, we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please.
Then we're going to slide over to Mercer with Home Slice Pizza, where you can find pizza takeout and delivery. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and many other delicious sides. We've got a $20 general gift card, or certificate, for any item. We will sell it to you for $12.
Leads us to Home Healthy RX, Barry, over in 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Area basement waterproofing specialist. He specializes in working with seals and drain tile specifically, but he does all kinds of things. Works with ventilation and other basement solutions. This is a general certificate towards his sweet airflow service, in which he's installing a special inline vent fan to a space, usually a basement, that is in need of ventilation, usually for moisture control issues. So if you are, especially as we're coming on the finely cold ground season, if you're thinking about, boy, I don't need my basement to freeze, call Barry. He's someone to talk to for exactly this time of year and exactly those reasons, and especially when spring comes around. You want to be preventative about it. This Sweet Airflow Service certificate has a value of $500 for a service that's worth every penny. We'll sell you the cert for $300. Give us a call here at the 98Q Country Studio, 715-762-3221, or find any of these online at 98QCountry.com.
All right, we're going to take a short drive over to Minocqua on Highway 51 there, over the Island City Lanes and Lounge. They've got 12 real nice oiled bowling lanes over there. They got computerized scoring. In the lounge, they got $3 tacos with all the fixings on Tuesday. Thursday's the peel and eat shrimp. Friday, fish fry. Homemade pizzas available anytime for lunch and dinner. Do birthday party packages. Whole bowling tournaments, and got general certificates good for food, drink, bowling on a pro shop. $20 certificates. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And then we've got Impact Cleaning coming up here in Park Falls, where you can find professionals performing carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster remediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire and smoke remediation. And that is probably the longest list I've ever read today.
I love when you have that ad. I didn't even realize what I was handing you there. I'm so glad. You do it so much justice, too.
Well, you gotta. And they will work with your insurance. This is a certificate good towards carpet cleaning or upholstery cleaning or air duct cleaning. When they value $75, we will sell it to you for $45. The mystical hand of power just reached into my peripherals. Hello, Joel.
And goodbye, Joel.
All right. Jack's Corner Bar, sponsors of our 98Q Country Polka Show on Saturday morning. They're open Monday for Mexican. Vanessa is making up a special dish. Also got tacos with all the fixings. Thursday, try that. It's burger and fry night. Friday is the fish fry. Saturday is the pork and dumplings and lunch. And get set for a prime rib dinner with Salad Bar Saturday night. Enjoy breakfast on Sunday. $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please. You guys fall asleep?
I figured you were going to want to take this one.
All right, well, go ahead. You can take that one.
I'll take this one. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Main Street in Butternut. Homemade bread every day. They offer Kiss My Grits Thursday, which is two eggs smothered in grits with a choice of meat. They do a Friday fish fry over there with grilled or deep-fried cod, fish tacos. A bluegill basket is also available. They serve a full menu anytime, of course. This general certificate has a value of $10. We'll sell it to you for $6. One per caller, please.
Remember, you can call us at 715-762-3221. We have Brianna eagerly awaiting your phone call because, you know, she's not doing anything else over there.
No one's called our bluff yet. She's twiddling her thumbs. We need to fix this.
Just sitting around all day.
All right, John C. Amon Bar and Corner Bar and Grill. They're located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 111 there. And the original home of the original Smash Burger. And they got a Smash Taco there. Great Philly steak sandwich as well. Great Friday fish fry. And John never skips on the cheese. Always uses three pieces of cheese and everything. Friday fish fries, two or three piece, all under $12. You can follow them on Facebook. We got general certificates on the show today. We have it at $20. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please.
And then we're sliding over to the Lakewoods Resort over in Cable, where you can find Lakeside Dining. Can you tell our working radio? On Lake Namakaga.
You're getting close. Namakagan.
Someday I will get that.
The difference between working here and being professional.
Oh, yes. They've got Friday fish fry with Icelandic cod and walleye and their fabulous Sunday buffet. We have a general certificate with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12. May not be used for special holidays or event buffets.
Brings us to Meister's Bar and Grill over on Lake Ave in Phillips. Enjoy lunch, dinner, and burgers every day. Dine in or carry out. Enjoy an original Meister burger out on the patio if you'd like. You can also place your order online at meistersbarandgrill.com. Try one of the great sandwiches like the mushroom cheese steak or the crispy chicken. They also have wraps like chicken bacon ranch or chicken Caesar. Austin is contagious.
I was just about to say that.
The grill is always open at Meister's. Great appetizers and pizzas as well. They've got... this certificate has a value of $20. We'll sell it to you for $12. I'm going to go home real quick before this gets any worse.
All right. Northern Lights and the Lanes was just there last night. I put a 228 on the board.
Nice.
Can you get an applaud meter going there?
Yeah.
Often,
or not? I'm not controlling the computer.
Oh,
the machine is controlling itself. We don't
want to
ask
applause.
It.
Here. All right. Very nice. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Did it the old-fashioned
way. All right.
Way.
Northern Lights and Lanes, we got a bowling party package.
Yes!
It's valued at $40. We'll sell that for $28. One per caller, please. The Northern Lights and the Lanes here in Park Falls.
The machine was controlling itself, but it heard our requests.
Oh, it did. Okay.
The Overlord has granted your request.
Yes. That was amazing. That was amazing. Oh, man. Okay, Austin, I'll hand this one to you.
All right. Oh,
I'll hand it to you poorly.
We've got the Park Falls Family Restaurant here in, obviously, Park Falls. You can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. You can also try their Mexican menu with things such as chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. You can choose chicken, pork, or taco meat, or even steak. You can also enjoy chips and salsa, and be sure to try their jalapeno cheese curds. And I can confirm their menu is massive.
And it's all good.
It is. That's the thing. You can sit there for like an hour and a half and still not decide.
Yep. Take your pick. Throw a dart at it. Flip a coin. It's going to be great.
And if you're a veteran, you will receive a 10% discount on anything on the menu. They're open at 7 a.m. 7 days a week. And we have a food and beverage certificate with a value of $10. And we'll sell it to you for $6.
I got to interject on this one a little bit. Jesus and Josefina. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In honor of they started this week, they're offering anybody that comes in between 7 o'clock and 2 o'clock a 10% discount on their meal. And if you're a veteran or a senior citizen, you will get an additional 10%, so a 20% festive discount on your meal at the Park Falls Family Restaurant. Merry Christmas from Jesus, Josefina, and their family.
All right. Brings us over to Patchouli Garden in Park Falls on Division Street, moreover. They offer a great variety of homemade bath and body products made right in the store. They make over 300 products right in the store. Also CBD, along with essential oils and supplements available at Patchouli Gardens. Their store is filled with great gift ideas featuring homemade soy candles, over 60 fragrances, plus greeting cards, and other unique items like Park Falls souvenirs. You can shop in store or find them online at their website, patchouligarden.org, or find them on Amazon or at Walmart on their online stores. Patchouli Garden next to the Park Mall. This certificate is good for anything in the store, has a value of $20, and will sell it to you for $12. Fantastic last-minute gift idea. And if you're thinking about it today, it's really last-minute, so you're probably going to have to stay in town. This is a great idea.
I mean, I just ordered a Christmas gift yesterday, so it's not too last-minute.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, I mean, with next day shipping sometimes actually happening in Price County.
I didn't get next day because I'm a part-time worker. I don't do that.
Yeah, great stuff right here. Shop local right here in Park Falls.
Absolutely. And, get your
stocking stuffers, all sorts of great ideas from all our local businesses here in town.
And so, great stuffers are on the shopping show as well.
You betcha. All right, Phillips Cafe. They're right on downtown Phillips there, a mainstay. They've got great food served by a staff that treats you like family at affordable prices. They also do catering. And number to call is 715-762-3221. $5 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $3. One per caller, please.
Then we're going over to the Rocky Road Boutique over in Stetsonville or Phillips, where you can find trendy clothing for the special ladies in your life at affordable prices. Offer women's size small through 3X. They also carry a wide variety of styles and brands, including Can-Can jeans, Ampersand Avenue hoodies, Blowfish shoes, and Blender sunglasses. They also offer seasonal items like cup-she swimsuits and children's and men's swimwear. Both locations carry tons of accessories, including jewelry, purses, footwear, and more to help complete your outfit. This certificate is redeemable in both Stetsonville and Phillips locations. It's got a value of $20. We're going to sell it to you for $12.
Brings us to St. Vincent de Paul's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Certificates good for the Phillips store only. This Phillips resale store is the vehicle which drives the outreach program and assistance given to families in need. Your purchase goes back to help those in the community, and donations are always welcome. St. Vincent's appreciates a call prior to drop-off at 715-339-6979 if you're donating there. Browse a large selection of items with new items arriving daily. Boost their sales right before the holidays. They could use it like anybody could. And they've got some interesting gift ideas, perhaps, over at St. Vincent de Paul's. This certificate has a value of $10. We'll sell it to you for $6 on the shopping show today. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. Keep Brianna busy. We heard one call come in. Or find them online, 98qcountry.com.
All right.
I guess I'll just keep going then, guys. I'm not alone in this studio, but I'll keep talking about the Trade Post across from Forward Bank in Park Falls right there on Highway 13. Buying and selling quality items, specializing in rare coins and unique jewelry. They also buy quality antiques, tools, electronics, and collectibles. Put some money in your pockets, go see Tom or Jane, and see what they can offer you. They have a variety of unique items in store for sale. On top of everything we've already mentioned, pop in or call the Trade Post at 715-518-9271. This is a general certificate, good toward anything in the store except coins or jewelry. $10, we'll sell it to you for $6. Multiply your money before you head to the Trade Post. And I suppose if I don't hand one to Austin, since I control the stack, I could just keep going here.
But you might want to give your voice a rest over
there. Yeah, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to hear that.
And then we're moving over to Trailside Bar and Grill over in Phillips. Man, I have to work on my segues into these ads. Before you hit the road or trail, stop by the Trailside Bar and Grill, where people rave about their great Friday night fish fry. You can choose from perch, haddock, jumbo shrimp, poor man's, and don't forget about their sensational burgers made with fresh meat from country sausage. They've got daily specials, a fun and friendly atmosphere, hosting pool and dart leagues. Located right off Highway 13, or come by snowmobile or ATV right off Trail 220. We've got a general food and drink certificate with a value of $10. We'll sell it to you for $6. And then we're going over to Beachy's Pub here in Park Falls, where you can stop in for great homemade pizzas, sub sandwiches, half-pound all-beef dogs, hot dogs, that is, and baked appetizers. You can also enjoy specialty drinks, including coconut margaritas, vodka bar rails, gin drinks, tap, and craft beers. You can also see Facebook for the latest menu updates, and you can sit on the patio, which is dog-friendly. It might be a little bit chilly for the next couple days, though. You can dine in or carry out, and we have your certificate with a value of $20. We will sell it to you for $12.
Brings us to last but not least, Warga Auto and Truck Center on Highway 13 in Phillips, your complete auto body repair center for all makes and models. Warga offers free estimates, free loaners, and all insurance work is welcome. They've got a 24-hour towing service, and they've got a great inventory of inspected, ready-to-go pre-owned vehicles. This certificate is good for anything you want, from oil changes, tire rotations, major repairs, body work, even that towing I mentioned, or any service at Warga's. It's got a value of $20. We'll sell it to you for $12. Give us a call here at the 98Q Country Studio for this Warga certificate, 715-762-3221, or any certificate we mentioned on the shopping show today. And as always, you can find those anytime online at 98qcountry.com. If you'd like to make your business part of the shopping show, give us a call at that same phone number, 715-762-3221, and ask for me, Gray Gunderson, or you can ask for Big G, or you can talk to any of us. We can get it figured out, get your certificates on the shopping show here. Yeah, exactly. We can even spin the wheel with our names on it, and we can let the board pick randomly for you to decide who will help you get on the shopping show.
All right. Well, I think that concludes the shopping show, and I think we're going to talk. We got a little few minutes here. Gray, what's your Christmas Eve meal?
I'm kind of a Christmas Eve meal.
So I was kind of curious.
Honestly,
do you have your dinner like on? I mean, do you have a big meal on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, or how does that work?
Today is the 22nd, and that means I won't know until tomorrow what I'm going to have on Christmas Eve. I generally don't have that plan too far ahead, and I find if I make myself cook something, if Rachel and I we make ourselves cook something and just keep it there, we can go for a quick shopping spree, burden the poor folks at Walmart just a little bit more than they already are for about half an hour, and we end up making something interesting every time. We'll do anything that appeals, so it's going to be a surprise.
Okay. Austin?
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't do the cooking in my house. I come home and there's suddenly food.
We're 0 for 2, Big G. What wow. are you going to do on Christmas Eve? Please save this.
We have a traditional meal.
Okay, perfect.
And basically, it's Christmas Eve. We have that on Christmas Eve night. And it's one of the two times I actually drink a glass of wine.
Okay.
And by wine, I mean Arbor Mist.
All right.
And we have lasagna. Ooh, and okay. then a 7-layer salad to go with it. It's excellent.
Christmas lasagna.
One of my favorite meals. Yep.
Shoot, so, I'd be airplace for Christmas.
So, yeah, that's down by Eau Claire where my mother-in-law lives, and she always has Christmas down there. So
that just sounds downright cozy.
But speaking of Christmas, I mean, I don't want to call him a real good friend, but an acquaintance that I've known for quite a while, and he's we rarely let him on the air because it's kind of, you kind of got to keep an eye on him because he kind of steps up to the line on some stuff. And his name is he's got a long name. I mean, it's really hard to say, but it's Bartholomew Antenna Rosenthal Scheidel Lusendorf. Interesting character. He was on the air years ago and stuff. So anyway, we got a little snippet from him here, and
Mr. Lusendorf.
He talks about his Christmas Eve meal, what they do at Christmas Eve, and some of the condiments they have. So, and I don't know if we pulled it out of the archives, Austin. Have you got that clip?
It's all here and ready to go.
All right. So this is Bartholomew Antonio Rosenthal Scheidel Lusendorf. He's actually the third. We leave the third out because it just gets to be too long. Can't even fit it on a business card. I mean, it's such a name. But he's a character out of Texas. He lives in Cannes, Texas, which is the outhouse capital of the world. But why don't you go ahead and just play that
Alrighty.
Little tidbit. But we'll warn anybody that's kind of maybe PG rated or better. So.
All right.
So it's just a short little word from Bartholomew and some of the stuff he enjoys on his Christmas meal.
Take it away, Bart.
And my cousin Bernie, who owns Bernie's Beans Bonanza, well, he always brings over these special fa-la-la beans.
Oh, boy.
These babies can really make you sing, if you know what I mean.
I can get the point. I think we all get the point.
Finish off the meal with a special burrito supreme pie for dessert.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans.
You know, I just... I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby. You're the only girl in love. It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country. Maybe I'm just wishful dreaming.